You're listening to Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm Brian Zumhagen. A federal judge in Westchester County has blocked this month's election in Portchester. U.S. District Judge Stephen Robinson ruled Friday that the at-large system used to elect the six trustees who govern the village violates the Voting Rights Act by diluting the Hispanic vote. No Latino has ever been elected to village office. Federal attorneys want Portchester to move to a system of district elections so that at least one ward would have a Hispanic majority. On the line to talk about the case is Liz Sadler, a reporter with the Journal News in Harrison. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
It's unusual for a judge to stop an election. Why did the judge issue this injunction?
Well, the judge determined today in the ruling that the village election system, which currently operates under an at-large system, discriminates against Hispanic voters. He also said that the government is likely to succeed at trial in its claim that the current election system dilutes the Hispanic vote and violates the Federal Voting Rights Act.
Officials in Portchester say they've encouraged Latinos to run for office, and they say that if the political system is left alone, it will evolve naturally to give more power to Hispanics. Was the judge buying that argument?
It didn't sound like it from his decision. It was a very long and complicated decision. It lasted for over an hour, but he didn't give much weight to a lot of the evidence that the village presented at the trial.
There's been a lot of passion about this case. What was the scene like outside the courthouse?
There were Latino advocates celebrating outside the courthouse. There were village officials who, I guess were trying to figure out what to do next. There were, sort of two separate groups standing outside holding their own little press conferences, and one village trustee actually came out and said he didn't want to fight it anymore.
How much of the village's electorate is Hispanic?
Well, that's an interesting question, because the village itself is 46% Hispanic, according to the 2000 census. Yet the number of eligible voters is much lower. There are about 3,000 of 14,000 eligible voters in the village who are Hispanic. That's about 22%.
Is the Hispanic population distributed evenly throughout the village or mainly concentrated in one part of it?
Most of the Latino population lives in the southern section of the village, and a lot of the white population lives in the north. The southern section of the village is where the Justice Department is proposing to create a Hispanic majority district. Interestingly enough, five of the six current trustees live in one of the proposed districts. So if the election system is changed, it would mean a complete overhaul of the current board.
Do you know whether the village plans to appeal?
Well, the next step will be for them to go to trial. There's a meeting today at Village Hall among the Board of Trustees and their lawyers to discuss what the next step will be. At some point, they're going to have to take a step back and think about how much money they're spending and how much they may be spending down the road if they decide to go forward.
If a district election system is set up in Portchester, who would oversee the establishment of that system and how would it work?
Well, that all depends on what the village decides to do at this point. I've been told that if the village decides to settle with the Justice Department and not go to trial, they'll have more control over the way the districts are drawn. But if the case goes to trial, then it may be up to the judge or the Justice Department to determine how the districts are ultimately drawn.
I understand that there's a move in the state legislature to mandate district elections in towns and villages across New York. Will this case have any impact on that statewide effort?
Well, on Martin Luther King Day, Assemblyman Peter Rivera from the Bronx came to the county courthouse here and sort of announced his plan to propose a statewide ban on at-large elections. So he's sort of using Portchester as an example in his, drive to do that.
Liz Sadler is a reporter for the Journal News. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
This is New York Public Radio, WNYC New York. I'm Brian Zumhagen.